Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Since the last segment essentially turned into an off the board, we decided to revisit the Elite Eight since we didn't touch on that at all and went on a tangent about spinoffs and Below Deck. So here we are. Before we get to that busted bracket and you still want to get in on the action, follow BetQL in the Odyssey app to unlock 2 months of free betting insights from BetQL. Get expert betting trends, player prop ratings, and more. All you have to do, download the Odyssey app, create an account, follow BetQL, and you will unlock your two-month free trial of BetQL. So what does that get you exactly? Well, it's going to get you the best bets for every day of the tournament, expert betting trends, public money line movement, over-under picks for every game, March Madness rankings for every team. So how do you unlock it? Well, you're going to get a two-month free trial code from BetQL. So you download or open the Odyssey app, create an account, sign in, follow an Odyssey sports station, and you will get a two-month discount code that will be sent to your email. All right, FAU Kansas State. This is interesting. The line is a little bit all over the place depending on where you do your shopping. You can find 1.5s, 2.5s. It's kind of crazy. And the weirdest thing is, of all that, Ken Pom disagrees with the markets. He has FAU winning by 1 point, but when you take a look at the different sports books, Kansas State is the favorite.
Yeah. It's between 1.5 and 2.5 with a lot of twos in there as well. Do I agree, disagree with the market? It's about what I expected. And the projection systems might say that Florida Atlantic is the slightly better team. I mean, and part of the reason that he would have Florida Atlantic win this game is because, well, he ranks Florida Atlantic higher, and we're talking about on a neutral court. So I guess that makes some sense. You know, a team that's only lost 3 times this year. But the betting public, they're going to be more likely to bet on Kansas State, right? You've got that story of Noel, hometown kid, playing in New York. So, of course, in K-State's also the 3 and going against the 9. So in that sense, it makes sense to me that Kansas State is the favorite. But I also think, Aaron, I don't know about you, but when I like break down this matchup, it's so many things are dead even. Should this thing be closer to a pick'em? That's what I'm wondering. So if I'm jumping on anything at this juncture, I would look at the +2.5 just same. Because I think that's where the real number should be. It is a coin flippy type game.
I agree. I actually was about to bet it in the break and then I got sidetracked. But I will be on FAU +2.5. These teams are so close, even though you mentioned Ken Pom has Florida Atlantic ranked higher. It's not that significant when you look at adjusted offense and defense. Florida Atlantic, FAU, 26th in offense, 29th in defense, where Kansas State is 35th and 27th respectively. These are two very well-balanced, very good teams, and that offense for K-State looked really good last night. The confidence, the fun trick play, I guess you could call it, that alley-oop where he's staring at Jerome Tang, just fun. Mm-hmm. They're having fun. I like the chemistry. And then Isaac Trotter was talking about he's not sure if teams have an answer for Keontae Johnson. So that could be something to factor in as well.
Yeah. No, and also another point on the betting public is, what are they going to do? They're going to take the team that played in the best conference all year. There's another point to it. And now Tang is becoming a household name. And he's going to be up for some jobs. Not at the moment, but is he going to stick around at K-State? Which, that, I would hate that, actually. And so I don't have a rooting interest for either team. But just, I think part of the Kansas State allure is how we've seen that team and how they talk about each other after big moments, and how Tang interacts with his team and how much they love him. And I would totally get it if he were to leave, and I probably wouldn't turn down that paper if it's available to him. But it would also, you know, same old thing with college sports. You'd feel dirty about it.
Yeah. I mean, what he's been able to do at K-State in just one season, it would be kind of crazy to leave, but I wouldn't blame him. You know, yeah, for a good opportunity. You got to look out for yourself as well.
Yep. Florida Atlantic. We like them with the spread. Man.
Outright? Final what's four. The money line?
Final four.
Ooh. What's the number?
No, I'm just saying, like, just the idea of Florida Atlantic being in the final four.
That's wild. The money,
yeah.
A nine.
The money.
Yeah.
I see +110. +115 is at BetMGM.
Man, I can't do it because of my K-State future, but I don't hate the +2.5. I was just saying in the break, I don't really feel like it's hedging if I bet the other way. I don't have a ton invested in Kansas State, and to have Florida Atlantic, you know, +2.5, I don't have a problem with that.
I would think the number is going to come down over the next day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm expecting. That 1.5 that's out there, I think that's going to be closer to the closing line.
Paul?
Yeah, so I'm on FAU getting 2.5. I also, I played UConn -2 against Gonzaga. I've seen 2.5 now. There might still be a 2 out there. FAU Kansas State just feels like, honestly, and this is kind of a deep cut, feels a little bit like St. Joe's Oklahoma State 2003, 2004, and I specifically referenced that because I was at the game. But
20 years
I looked
ago,
back, yeah. That was a 2.5-point spread. But a major conference school against a mid-major that shoots a lot of threes. I think FAU is being underestimated a little bit here in the spread, in the prop pool. I have Kansas State advancing, so kind of hoping they win. And for Aaron's future, obviously. But I will say, we just picked the wrong horse in this bracket. It was Memphis or FAU, and we decided to go with Memphis. And
yep.
We talked about the idea of doing both, but yeah, we knew it was one or the other.
We knew. The winner of that 8-9 game was going to be dangerous in this region. And on that part, we were right. We just picked the wrong team.
Yep. Yep. And I think I can at least speak for myself. I never wavered from Memphis, really. I was like, I'm picking my horse, and it was Memphis. Like, I never really – we knew the game was a coin flip, but I was always on the Memphis side of it. So, yep. But, yeah, like them getting the 2.5. Might have to play the money line, but I do like UConn against Gonzaga. I just think they'll be able to – they should be able to exploit Gonzaga's defense, but, I mean, we saw that in the first half with UCLA, and then they – you know, again, shorthanded, but ran out of gas.
Why do we like UConn laying 2.5 against Gonzaga? I mean, these teams are they not close? Is it just the Zags defense? Is that the big thing?
I think they're by far the worst unit on the floor. And I think Sanogo should be able to. I mean, look, Timmy's got that kind of old man YMCA game, like moves. Like he's, it'll be interesting to see that matchup. I'm excited to see that. Sanogo versus Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I just think the issues of Gonzaga's defense didn't seem to affect them last night, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be as worried about it moving forward. If they can just be hot and as electric as they were offensively, I mean, they obviously needed every single one of Tibby's points to get that win, but if that's what they got to do, I don't hate Gonzaga.
But don't we think that UConn's defense – is better than UCLA's without Clark?
Yes.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's where I'm at.
Like, I don't think
efficiency. Yeah.
Gonzaga's not erasing a 13-point halftime lead against Connecticut, I don't think.
Because they, and that UConn offense too is so good. I mean, that's the big disparity right there. And how they, UConn has controlled the boards every single game. It's like at least a double-digit gap. So you would think that's going to continue.
And just looking at how the Zags did on the boards, they out-rebounded the hell out of UCLA. I don't think that's happening against UConn.
That is not happening.
TCU, they out-rebounded TCU slightly. Again, not happening against UConn.
Not happening against UConn. Nope. I don't buy into that at all. I mean, you know what's funny is if you look over the last couple of months, you know why Gonzaga got a lot of steam? Why the books are a loser to Gonzaga? Because they're the hot team. They're a brand name, and they're a hot team. They have a star player. These are the two best teams in the nation over the last couple of months. I'm saying the numbers say that. So you kind of wish they would have met up later, like in a Final Four title game. I mean, that's how good these two teams are playing right now.
Anything on the total? I can't say that it's a 153 and a half.
It is up
could
there.
Be not another. Like, if they have a first half like UCLA and Gonzaga just did, could look at a live under. Like, if you get in the 160s, it's tough to do. The other part of it was not just, okay, no, they've been scoring. Like, they were both shooting, like, 52%, and the Zags were at, like, 60% in the first half. So just if they have a half like that, kind of playing to the fact that that won't continue.
Yep. Yeah, I like UConn. Aaron Dodd, do you ever play Gonzaga UConn?
I mean, this is another one where I'm torn because I have Gonzaga future as well, but I also have UConn, so I don't know if I should really be betting this. I mean, I have better value on UConn. I don't know. What should I do in this situation?
Well, who do you think is going to move on?
UConn.
Yeah. I would do nothing if you're both.
Well, that's what
unless
I mean. I just think this should just be a stay away for me. Yeah, unless I wanted to double down and get more money on UConn -2. But I just feel like I'm already invested. That why have a play here?
Yeah.
I'm winning either way. Yeah. Well, not really, I guess.
Well, you're going to be participating in the Elite Eight and in the Final Four either way. So let's see how these down to 12, how the title odds adjusted. Because if a lot of these metrics are saying that UConn's the best team in the country, Well, where are they in the odds board? We saw that big move after the first weekend. So we see Bama's still the favorite. Houston, the second favorite. So we have the first and second favorite, and they haven't even won their Sweet 16 because they haven't played yet. UConn is third. It's between 4 and 5 to 1, depending where you look. And Gonzaga's the fourth favorite. The third and fourth favorites playing each other on Saturday. Creighton fifth. Florida Atlantic number is down to like 20, yeah. 18, 19, right. 20.
That was is a there big any drop way to off. Play that? I mean,
which one?
Either Kansas State or Florida Atlantic. Like, you know, they're playing in the Final Four.
Well, the Florida Atlantic number.
But it's a coin flip game to get there. Yeah.
I mean, the Florida Atlantic number is about double. So would you just play that? We like Florida Atlantic getting
if you're gonna
the two and a half.
So would you rather play the 20 than them on the money line?
That would just be tough for me to stomach because we were so high on FAU yesterday and we didn't say to take them on a title. What were their odds yesterday?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably double.
I would probably be like, look, I missed it.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what it was yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
50?
What do you think it was?
100?
Oh.
75.
80.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man. Now it's.
Paul's like, owl text, too?
Right? We are all owls.
Owl emojis all over the group text.
Man. I'd love to see Bama or Houston make this thing fun. And plus, we get to crap on Mattress Mac if Houston loses tonight.
I'd love to see Alabama and Houston lose. Be fun. Let's go Aztec.
That'd be wild. Blow up the entire bracket. UConn walks through the. Well, they got a pretty tough game. Other than that.
I mean, it's going to be tough to top what we saw last night, but I'm all for it. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Up next, lightning bets, our favorite plays for tonight. That's next.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.